Welcome back, everyone, to the Chats with Cats podcast. You're here with Mark, Dan, and myself, Rick. And boys, I'm getting old. It's official now. I've had back issues for a while, but the most innocuous thing I did the other day, I was holding my son up and just lifted him up a little bit, and my back went and just completely fucking gave way. Yeah. And not like, oh yeah, you hurt your back or something like that. Later on that evening, I was literally trying to hold my dinner plate of food and I could not even hold it. I was like, tried to lift it up off my lap, couldn't hold the fucking thing.
Hey, you're sitting down while doing this?
Sitting down on the couch, trying to watch the footy, lift up my dinner plate a little bit, try to have something to eat, couldn't do it.
Oh, so you've done something like in the shoulder blade, lifting your kid up?
Yeah.
How did you do it? What was the motion?
I was...
Shot put, right?
Yeah, shot putting Rand across the room, just trying to like launch him into the mirror. No, he was sitting on my shoulder like this, in the mirror, and he's just loving it, like, oh, how good is this? I'm off the ground.
Could die at any moment.
Really good. And, yep, just lifting him up slightly and just, I don't know, you just twist slightly wrong or something like
what
that.
What is with that? Because I've done so many of those where, like, leaning against something in JB's, pull my back out, taken to the hospital in a wheelchair.
Terrible.
Cutting an orange, pulled my neck out, done my back, drying myself with a towel.
Me putting my belt on once.
Really?
Pulled my back out. Got back from a holiday. I was putting my bag that I had my clothes packed in. Literally just went on the bed, back, gone.
You guys are scaring me because you're both, you know, in your 30s. I've just turned 30 and I'm starting to have issues, starting to have little aches, pains. Mm. Warm up for footy, longer. Recovery, longer. Is this sort of like
this a looking at the future? To look forward to.
Yeah, oh my God. That's
it's bad.
It's not fun.
Have you ever had a serious back problem?
I've always had back issues, but it's always been well looked after if I'm willing to maintain it and do the stretching.
That's such a good point.
People always say, oh, I got my back. I guarantee you the exact same person that says that is not looking after themselves.
Yeah, and I wasn't. I found one stretch that has now stopped me from ever pulling the same back out. I've always had the same back.
How many backs do you have?
My winter back's worse than my summer back, and that's for sure.
Everyone's winter back's
Actually, here's one for you. Imagine the crippling depression you get where you're looking forward to a trip to Vietnam for 7 months, and the day before you go, you pull your back out and you can't even fucking walk.
Terrible.
That's what happened to me. And guess what?
You still went on that trip.
I went on the trip.
Of course you went on the trip.
Yeah, but... Here's the best thing. I said to my doctor, I'm like, I'm going on the trip.
Give me as many drugs as you can.
Yeah, and he was like, okay, well, I need a sample of poo. No, he asked, he goes, oh, what are you taking? What have you had before? I told him Nurofen, all the standards. But you know what he did? He gave me something to shove up my ass that looked like a fucking bullet from World War II.
That is a doctor that wants you to go on that holiday.
No.
What was it?
I don't know, but I had to shove this fucking canister up my asshole. And I was actually really concerned about it because I'm not like an ass fiend. I don't like fingering myself and whacking off or anything. Like, I've really? Don't touch my ass, never. And so this was a really daunting process for me.
Yeah.
I had to go into a dark room.
Did you do it yourself?
Yep. Lay on my side, lift up a knee, and then put it in. And as soon as I did, I'm telling anyone at home that has to do this process.
Just do it.
I fucking thought I shit the bed everywhere. I didn't. It was just my ass going, what the fuck is going in?
I thought you were about to say it was an amazing high or something.
No, it went in there, but then it said, I did read the instructions like 12 times because I was paranoid, but basically you need to sit there and let your ass suck it in. Like, suck it in. It apparently...
Well, it'll naturally go up further than
it's something about, you know, taking drugs in your stomach versus right up your ass, which most drug addicts would know, it hits you harder. So this is why they give you these little bullets.
We wouldn't know about that.
Oh, bet not. But yeah, it was very bad. Didn't do much else than the normal tablets. So I had to stop taking them. And I was so thankful. I just threw them out. I could not use them again.
I thought you said they worked really well.
No, they went in my ass really well. But then they sat in there and made me feel like I was going to shit myself for ages. So no, I couldn't do it. Like, who wants to be on an aeroplane knowing that they've got like a fucking bullet about to fucking penetrate their ass and come out? It was bad. I don't want to think about it much longer.
That's nasty.
Very bad. But anyway, I did get good after 2 days and enjoyed the rest of the week. So,
all right. My worst things about getting old are the back going out. Don't like it. Skin tags. Now, I don't have skin tags, but what do you guys think about skin tags?
Get them cut off.
Oh, they're so gross. Mm. I've been shocking with skin tags ever since I was a kid. I remember in primary school, I reckon I might have been in grade 4. I was doing my work at school and we had a relief teacher and she would lean over your shoulder to look at what you were doing in your workbook or whatever. And this woman had skin tags that would just fall off.
Oh, what do you mean off?
Bloop, bloop, bloop. Like literally just fall off.
You're joking.
I would be riding and all of a sudden, like...
I'm not lying.
I am fucking terrified of skin tags because I would just be...
They don't fall off.
Mate, let me tell you.
Skin tags do not fall off.
This lady had skin tags and enough of them that they used to just shed. They used to just... Actually, skin tags do fall off and they used to just drop off on my page.
Oh, fuck.
Absolutely disgusting.
Oh,
the last thing I'm not looking forward to as I get older, and I've been quite a purveyor of the shit poo pants, it just gets worse as you get older apparently.
Oh, shitting yourself?
Yeah.
But you shit yourself now.
Heaps. I know. How much worse is it going to get?
You're going to be fucked. You're going to be old nappy Rick Johnson. Hey, this guy shit himself about 4 times in 6 holidays that we've been on.
Wow.
I remember leaving a nightclub in Sydney with a Euros. He shit his pants and he said, I need to go, I've shit my pants. And my friend I was with at the time, we started laughing, thinking he was joking. And we saw him do the penguin walk across the road into a public toilet with the Euros. And he was in there for 25 minutes. He finished the Euros before cleaning his ass.
I don't know if you guys have had this issue, but when the only time I've ever had diarrhea problems is when I'm traveling and all of a sudden, like overseas, and there's a sudden change in diet. Now, immediately, as soon as I enter the country, a few days in, 100% diarrhea happened in London and happened in the United States, LA. Diarrhea. Does that does that happen to you?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
It's fucked. Yep. It's the change in diet. Mm. Like, it's all about that.
I actually got food poisoning in Thailand, and it was the night of the most expensive restaurant we went to, and I'll try and keep this as short as possible. But basically, we spent $140 or something Australian each, had this open platter and meat that they shaved off a sword, and you basically just waved a white flag when you were done. We ate that in the morning. The six of us caught a little canoe out to this like tiny island, right? It's meant to be paradise. Fucking wasn't for me. I got there. All they had was this little hut selling like beers or sodas, and they had like 2 drop toilets. And all of a sudden, I went green and just wanted to fucking shit my life away. I went to this drop toilet. I shat, and I look around. All they had was the bucket of water. There's no toilet paper or anything. Just a I thought, fuck this. I'm going in the ocean. So I did the white whale, shitting in the water and fucking lifting my ass. Yeah, so bad.
Is this a, like, were your friends that you were there with also swimming and...
They were taking photos of this happening.
Of you shitting in the water.
Yeah, they just, they
can
knew.
Can we see some of these photos?
I'll have to find them. But I thought, okay, that little debacle was over. I've obviously eaten something last night, hasn't agreed with me. We would then would plan to leave this little resort and go to a fish market, select our own fish, and then the restaurant would cook it for us. On the way back, I started needing to fucking shit and vomit on the canoe. So I'm meditating on there. We get to the fish market. Everyone's like, oh, look at that fish. I'm thinking, oh, my God, I'm going to vomit. That smells fucked. Oh, then there's like all slimy octopuses, and all I can think about is I've got serious food poisoning. So I pick out this fucking fish. I'm like, just take it and cook it. I've gone to the restaurant toilet. I've been vomiting for about an hour and a half, and I'm like, I need to get back to the hotel. I get a tuk-tuk, and if any of you guys have ever been on a tuk-tuk, it's not the most relaxing drive home. There's no air conditioning. It's rocky as fuck. It's a 40-minute rockety rock where I'm actually like, I should have shoved my finger in my asshole to stop anything from coming out. Oh, so bad.
Did you shit yourself on the tuk-tuk?
I don't know how I didn't, but I spent the next day in my hotel room, again, vomiting and shitting and vomiting and shitting, had a doctor called to the room. It turns out that I was actually close to dying because I'd lost so much fluid, and I went to hospital and they gave me like about 2 or 3 saline drips, big fuck off ones. I'd never even seen the size of them. And if I hadn't had travel insurance, I was up for like $2,000.
Wow.
Yeah. So anyway.
So nearly that hotel nearly had not only the ghost of Dan's poo, but the ghost of Dan.
Fucking bad. And it's, I tell, I, I would never ever want anyone to go through that again.
So do you reckon if you did die there, would you haunt the hotel because you were in that much of a...
I'd actually leave the hotel and go and haunt the restaurant and be like...
You should have thrown the white flag in earlier.
I should have. Oh, and it was salami, I reckon. Yeah, that's
speaking of ghosts, do you guys have any stories that you can think of for me to say ghosts are real? Because there's all...
People get so wound up about this shit, there's
a division. It's like those that say, no, there's no ghosts, ghosts aren't real, and then those that say there are. And for a long time, I have believed, and I'm sure you guys are with me because you're normal.
You believe in ghosts?
I don't believe in ghosts.
No, me neither.
Thank you. I said you guys were normal. Yeah. But there's some things that happen sometimes, and I think, is there an occurrence where... Thanks, Dan.
Yeah.
Put it right in my mouth. Is there an occurrence where something can happen and you go, all right, that has completely changed the way I view if something is real or not?
Before any other real stories here, I think the thing that makes you think more about it is all the stories seem like, oh, I can't believe that happened. Mm. It's like, okay, but it's a fucking story. Has it ever happened to you? No, not to me anyway.
The thing is, you have to, if you hear the story, you have to be able to believe it from the person telling it. Because anyone telling a story could be making it up.
So here we go. Rick
it's
comes
about
to
the
us.
Source, he the come, reliable he comes source. To us,
would not think he believes in ghosts at all. But if he said, I fucking saw a ghost, it was right in front of me.
Great point. Yeah.
I'm telling you, yeah. Dan, I know you're going to think I'm a psycho, but I saw a ghost. My first thought is...
We believe.
I believe you, but... Yeah. You have kids. You're tired. You're probably drunk.
No.
Don't believe it.
No, no. Okay, if a conspiracy theorist of 9/11 came up to you and said, I've seen ghosts, what would you say?
Yeah, no. Believe you. Nah, I fucking no. I don't right. believe anyone.
Okay, the story that I heard, and my mum, who's she's a nurse, so her job is to go around to people's houses and treat them for whatever condition they have, so wound dressing, stuff like that. And she went round to this house and it was this old man who needed, you know, some sort of dressing or whatever. And she was in conversation with this man and all of a sudden a voice yelled out from the other room and it was a female voice, you know, asking for some sort of thing or whatever. And my mum stopped and she said, who was that? And the guy said, oh, my God, thank God you've heard that. I'm happy you've heard that. You can hear it too. That is my ex-wife calling from another room. All this time I've been waiting for someone to hear what I'm hearing so I know I'm not going crazy.
Hang on, is she dead or is she just like not wanting to break up in the other room?
He was saying,
just leave.
Claudia. He was saying his wife had died a few years ago and he constantly hears her voice from the other room.
Yeah, see, that's creepy. I love creepy.
But, you know, the thing is, you listen to that story and you think, everyone thinks this, even the listeners, oh, bullshit story, whatever. But my mum, I know for a fact, and this is where it's important, if you hear it from someone that is genuinely fair income, is not going to bullshit or crap on about any made-up shit, right? This was legit. She heard the voice. And he backed it up saying, my wife's been dead for a few years. That voice that you've just heard, that's my wife. And I'm glad you've heard it because I was thinking I was the only one that could hear it.
Or going crazy.
Going crazy.
Yeah.
Maybe a bit of both. But
have you ever been on a ghost tour?
Nah.
I've been on three.
The Royal Show. Like the little.
I've been on three. And to be honest, like, I love the idea of ghosts. It entertains me. I'll watch even ghost TV shows that apparently like finding haunted houses and they're investigating them. I love it. I'm all about it, but I don't believe in it. And when I go on a ghost tour, I'm the guy that will sit in a dark room by myself and I'm like, I'm actually a little bit scared, even though I don't believe in them, but I want something to make me believe. And
you
it
wanna,
never happens.
You
want
to buy into it.
Yeah.
You're putting yourself out there and you're saying, if I experience something that is legit, I'm happy to buy into it and accept what happens. The worst person is like, No, whatever happens, I'm not going to accept it. You need to have an open mind.
The problem is
that's the thing.
A lot of people
same with conspiracy theorists.
But a lot of people that go on a ghost tour already put themselves in the mindset they're waiting or expecting something to happen. So if a door just shuts because of the wind, all of a sudden, ghosts. It wasn't the wind. It's just ghosts, you know? And so you have to balance that out.
Well, I'm a realist, and I know you guys are sort of going down that alley as well. Mm-hmm. You need to judge everything on its merits. I think that's important. So have an open mind and any situation like that, don't turn a blind eye to something, but more importantly, don't sort of accept something's happening just because it is.
Yeah. But what's more important in that situation for you as the person witnessing this, is it the door that closes or do you actually want to see something in front of you? Like what is the experience?
I want evidence. I want an experience that I can go, that was cool, that's fun, and then have the choice of telling someone.
Do you want to tap on the shoulder?
I want a grab on the ass. I want like something fucking really juicy.
Like a poke or a firm grasp?
Yeah, like even like a real grab on the shoulder and a whisper in the ear of like, you're fucked. You know, like I want something really cool.
You want someone to stick that suppository up your ass.
Yeah, actually, that would have been a great help. Yeah. Have a fucking fingering ghost.
That's like a delayed segue.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? You know what's better than getting fingered in the ass?
What?
5 seconds or something.
All right.
Pick me.
All right, we're going, Rick. 5 seconds. Give me 3 correct answers. First one, name 3 ways to become, 3 ways to become unconscious.
Get punched in the head, a car crash, or holding your breath for too long underwater.
Good work.
Thanks.
Drowning would have been great, but you made that way harder than it needed to be.
No, drowning is dead. You can go unconscious underwater from holding, well, from your breath, not obviously being
bored. Moving on. All right. Name 3 animals starting with the letter R.
Rhinoceros, rabbit, and.
Ruffy?
Rhinoceros, rabbit, and still can't get it.
Raven.
Yeah. That's hard.
It is hard. Rick. Apart from a job, name 3 ways to make money.
OnlyFans, porn, and busking.
Ooh, porn's a job.
No, but here's the problem. They're all jobs technically. But like if we're saying that that's the wrong answer, there's no correct way to answer that question. So
I would have
right.
preferred like selling things, recycling cans.
You need an ABN to sell things.
Here's the problem. Every
on MarketSpace. Yeah.
Everything's a job if you make money, right?
I've given it to him because he came with 3 good answers, so we'll move on.
They're good.
You got another one. Name 3 animals starting with the letter B.
Bear, bison, and buffalo.
That's good. Well done.
Well done. I would have struggled with that. Pat on the back, Mark. Give yourself a pat on the back. Go on. So go on, mate.
Very condescending.
Yes, it is. Well done. Here we go. If you don't get this, I'll fucking be very upset. Name 3 types of wine.
Cab Sav, Malbec, Merlot, Grenache, Tempranillo.
Now he's just boasting. Yeah.
Someone who's studied some wine. Well done, mate. Yep.
Thank you.
How good is wine?
Love it.
Hey, how'd we go there? Was that 2 each?
No, I've only had 2.
Oh, bro. Yeah.
Rick's had 3, I think.
I got 3 from 3.
And for those listening,
Fui.
Can I just say the best place in the world to drink red wine is right where we are now. In fact, I think we're about a few kilometres away from
McLaren Vale.
Yeah. How good is it here?
Yeah, very good.
If you're wanting to visit South Australia and you like red wine, you've come to the right place.
Yeah. Now, the last one for you. I'd like you to name 3 sports starting with the letter H.
Hockey, hula hoops, and... I don't know what...
Handball.
handball would have been a good one.
You know what? The thing about this is... Thanks, Dan. Thanks for reminding me. The 5 seconds, it stuffs you up. Because you've got the answers, but you've only got the answers in maybe 15 seconds.
I don't know if hula hoop is really a sport either.
Something I saw Dan Hindley straight one night.
I'd actually give him that. If that was his third answer, I would have given it.
Hockey, handball, and...
hula hoop.
Hard chats.
Jeez, it's really hard when you don't have a fucking 5 second thing going off, isn't it?
Do you know what, actually? I was reading something about Adele, and apparently when she lost a lot of her weight, like all of these weird types of exercises she was doing, like hula hoop.
Yeah.
So it's crazy.
Well, that's what she did to lose weight.
Like one of the things. It's just a contributor.
Yeah, no. When I remember this, Adele, great talent, great singer. When she lost a whole lot of weight, she endured a lot of criticism by a lot of, shall we say, large fans that were not happy with her weight loss.
Hang on, her fat fans or her fans?
Fat fans.
Her fat fans got angry.
Well, we can call them.
Is that jealousy or what is that?
I'd call it jealousy.
Yeah.
It's sort of. I think it's jealousy. I think, you know, like when you look at it, it's sort of like.
Why are you laughing? We can't call people.
Did you hear what he just said?
What?
I think it's jealousy.
Do you guys know where that's from?
No.
No, it was just funny.
Chris Crocker.
Oh. He found it funny the first time and I found it funny.
Leave Brittany alone? Nah. Oh, God. Don't worry about it, guys. When she did lose a whole bunch of weight, she was criticised. And when I heard about that, I thought, oh, my God, someone that has done a really good thing for themselves, gotten healthy, lost weight.
Added 10 years onto their life.
Because she's in the spotlight, she's received criticism from her fans. Mm. Maybe fat fans. I mean, I don't know, but like.
Well,
do you think they connected with her, not only her music, but also, oh, you know, here's someone who's out in the public spectrum.
Yeah.
And
they're overweight.
Yep.
They're confident.
But also
within themselves.
Famous and, you know, all this thing about, you know.
So they like that key figure.
Biggest,
that made
them
feel better.
All that sort of stuff. And it makes them think, like, oh, you know what? I am okay.
Correct. I'm comfortable within myself.
But then
we've got Adele, who's a large woman that is very successful, confident, and has achieved a lot. And when Adele loses all this weight, all of a sudden,
everyone else is like, "Shit, I've got to do that now."
A little bit upset,
and they don't want to.
And I don't like that because a human being should be healthy, be at a healthy weight.
Here's a good question: on the way that It's all right. On the way that we're traveling at the moment, how long until you think the word fat will be eradicated from the dictionary?
Oh, like 2 weeks, I reckon.
I reckon
two weeks.
Honestly, I reckon by 2030, that word.
You can't call someone fat. You can't.
Two weeks. Are you serious? No, five days.
And there'd be so many other words by 2030 that will be in that same range. We're getting soft, aren't we?
It's a joke.
Absolutely soft.
But speaking about trolls. I've been noticing recently, not to do with fatness or anything, the Adelaide Crows, right?
Oh, here we go.
I follow a couple of the Crows fan pages, right?
Unfortunately.
And there's a friend. Oh, sorry, mate. We won this recently.
It's all right. Geelong.
Yeah, good on you.
Three flags lost. Yeah.
Anyway,
pretty good.
There's a bloke who I used to play cricket with who's a really devout Crows fan, right? And so we've had a shit year last year, this year doing better. But he's constantly like trolling the pages going, if I have to listen to the word rebuild one more time and we're just letting Matthew Nicks get away with being a fucking failure and all this sort of stuff.
I'm like, wow.
Settle down. We're playing a much better brand of football. We're in the contest.
We're about 13 years old.
Yeah. Mm. And what this time last year we were 18th on the ladder. This like at the moment we're 12th or something like that.
Well done.
Like just get over it. Mm. Get over it.
So
why do you feel the need to be that troll on the internet? What is it achieving?
Do you know what it does? Absolutely nothing. And it literally goes to no one important that's going to go, oh, that's interesting. Let's make a change.
All right. Let me pose a question.
Daniel Frangos thinks that we should be doing better.
Yeah. Is that his name, is it?
That is his name.
Thanks, Daniel.
Let me pose a question to you two.
Yeah.
These trolls that post that don't have anything to achieve other than to upset others. What is their main objective?
To upset others, I think.
No. What
attention.
What do they want?
They want attention.
In order to get attention, what do they need?
Stupidity and content.
They need a response.
That's right. Yep.
They need a response. Now, when you're on, you know, a forum or a video, we're on the subject of AFL, so let's stick with that. So someone posts a comment and it's insulting, it's unfair, it's just complete crap, right? When you read that, you think, oh, pathetic, like, just fuck off. And you see someone under there defending that comment, putting them down, returning serve. What I hate is the people that are responding to these trolls, they don't actually know that what they're doing
is feeding the fire.
They're part of the problem.
Yeah.
These people think that they're doing a service to the community. All they're doing is making matters worse.
And does
that troll that they're commenting to, they're going to comment again. Why?
Because they're getting the action.
Because they've gotten the action, the satisfaction.
More attention.
Does this go?
It's so annoying.
Does this go back to a few weeks ago when we were talking about parents being online for the first time and seeing stuff and not knowing when to judge it?
Yeah.
It probably is. So going back to that Adele thing.
Yeah. If you look at every person that is responding to these people, I guarantee you they're not people in their 20s. They're people that are new to the game. They're the middle-aged, like, oh, someone said something nasty. Let me be the hero and, like, write back and defend when all they're doing is just creating the fucking problem.
Do you know what I saw the other day?
Shut up.
I actually saw someone say something, and it was on a footy forum too. Someone said something ridiculous. Someone then corrected them. Someone went, oh, you're right. And then they went off onto another chat in the same talk and became almost friends. It was amazing.
I know.
Literally, it was like hatred.
You don't see that very often.
No, it's very rare. It was amazing.
Two lonely people. Let me give you an example. Crows have just won. Post Crows, successful. They came back. They beat the Saints. American listeners, they won't know what we're talking about. Just pretend it's an American sport, whatever. So a positive post comes in. Someone comments, oh, this doesn't mean anything. The Crows are shit.
Yeah.
The first person to comment back, no, they're not. You're just a
They've been triggered.
That's the loser. That's the failure. That's where it all falls down. If that comment were to stay there as just the Crows suck and it was left at that and no one ever gave any inch of attention.
It gets buried by other comments.
It gets buried and that person that wrote it goes, oh, no.
They've got to scroll back to see where it is.
Oh, shit.
Did I even post it?
No one replied.
Is the internet down?
Comment. Anyone listening, if you think you're a hero by replying to comments and acting like you're some sort of special person, you know, defending.
I love this. He's got a point.
Just please stop.
You're not a hero.
You're not anyone.
But who could you be?
Now.
You could be a troll.
You are a troll. You're a fucking loser.
Right.
Okay. Who got last week's?
Me, Jared Leto.
Oh, you did too. Well done.
Yeah.
Week before that?
Don't want to talk about it.
Yeah. Okay, so this surely should be yours. All right, everyone.
Right, so it was an actor.
It's not a musician.
I don't even know.
Conspiracy theory.
Oh, shit. You know, it could be a serial killer. Who knows?
Cool. Osama bin Laden.
No. I was born on September 12, 1973. In California, to American parents with mostly English as well as German, Swiss, and Irish ancestry.
Swiss.
Woo!
Swish. Swish.
Raised a Mormon, I had four younger siblings. I spent the majority of my early life in Sunland, neighborhood of Los Angeles, and graduated from Village Christian School. I began a modeling career as a toddler, starring in a television commercial for Pampers at age two. I appeared in more commercials, most notably for Showbiz Pizza in 1984, before beginning an acting career on television that year, appearing in a teen series called School Break Special. I continued work in television until 1996 across a number of genres. I appeared in two episodes of fantasy drama Highway to Heaven between 1984 and 1986 and secured my first leading role in 1987, appearing as Jeremy Beatty in the sitcom Throb. I continued to feature on sitcoms in the early 1990s with a guest role on Charles in Change, Who's the Boss, and the short-lived What a Dummy. Oh, I'm guessing.
I think the Mormon is a big clue, but I'm just not. It's not.
Yeah, no one's got onto it. I was scared that would give it away. I began my film career in 1986, appearing mainly in low-budget B films. My first role was in the horror comedy Monster in the Closet. In 1994, I starred in the Tammy and the T-Rex, but secured my first feature film role in the comedy Meet the Deedles in 1998. Although commercially and critically unsuccessful, it allowed me to secure supporting roles in the films Pleasantville in 1998, Varsity Blues in 1999, She's All That in 1999, and The Skulls in 2000. In 2001, my breakthrough role arrived.
Spider-Man.
Arrived when I had...
Tobey Maguire?
No.
He was in...
Arrived when I starred opposite with Vin Diesel in the action film Fast and the Furious. It was
the dead guy. I can't remember his name.
Paul Walker?
Yes, that's Paul Walker. Oh.
I was going to say Paul Wilson.
Paul Wilson. Oh, so sorry for you, Rick.
Rick,
mate.
Rick gave me the answer.
I know, he did. But you know what?
Oh, he was in Pleasantville. Fuck.
Yeah, you know what, Rick? I'm going to give you the point. Never. Sorry, mate.
Thanks, great. No
but
worries.
You did really well. You actually, you got there
I knew
first.
Who it was.
Yeah. The listeners at home would have got that way.
Oh, they probably did.
I kept thinking in my head, I was going, Paul Wilson. I was like, it's not Wilson.
Yes, not with that. So tell me, what other actors' names do you struggle with? There's obviously a few. If you can't get that one right, that's fucking mainstream as.
Well, Wayne Johnson.
Wayne Johnson? Oh, what? The Rock?
Yeah, Wayne Johnson.
Oh, I don't mind him.
The Rock.
Dwayne, his name is.
Dwayne.
Yeah, that sounds better.
How many movies does The Rock have to do that are just money grab?
He's done a TV series that I like.
What, Young Rock?
No, it's called... something, oh, I don't know. He's like a football manager in the NFL. It's really
what
good.
Movie I didn't like that I think everyone else did like?
Jumanji.
I didn't like it.
The remake. That's shit with Jet Black.
I was wanting something similar to the original.
The problem was Robin Williams did the first one, so the expectation mark
huge,
is too high.
Huge.
If that was an original film and we'd never seen original Jumanji, it's a pass mark.
The original Jumanji, 1995. Was one of my favourite films ever. I would say top 20.
It's top 10 for me, I reckon.
To get into my top 20, you have to push a few buttons.
Do you know, for me, The Rock is a guy who, and this isn't a trolling thing. I know trolling is a very touchy subject. I don't troll The Rock. But
I don't think anyone wants to.
But I just wish The Rock didn't exist on Instagram.
Oh, what's he been up to?
Do you follow him on Instagram?
No, but I hear enough about his stuff and it makes me... go to his page and look, right?
Oh, no.
So recently, this would have been a few months ago. The Rock's put up this post, right? Mm. Hey, guys, just want to let you know, I was on the way to a shoot today and my gate stopped working at my property.
Does he often go from half Mexican to Australian in a sentence?
Yeah. I'm not prepared to do the accent,
I thought,
okay?
No, you were prepared for the first second. Yeah.
And then your brain went, oh, I'm not doing a good job, I'm bailing out. But you kept you cool and I had to bring you down. I'm sorry.
Guys.
Yeah.
So.
So he's obviously, he wants to flex. I have a gate at my property.
All right. It doesn't stop there. Yeah. So he's like, you know, people are relying on me. There's people at the set who are waiting for me to be there. So what could I do? I've tried to call the electricity company. The power's down. I can't get out my gate. So I'm not proud of it. And I just flipped and I've ripped the gate off its hinges. Raw steel, combated by raw human emotions and all this shit. And
has he filmed this as he's running late?
No. All right. Well, this is a good point though. So let me finish and then we'll get onto that. So he's put up a photo, basically, that he's ripped this gate off its hinges and just thrown it onto the grass. And now this thing, if you see it, if you can find the photo and put it up, if you can't, that was just for nothing.
I'll try.
He makes it look like he's basically just bent, like a superhero, bent this thing off its hinges, ripped it off and thrown it onto the grass.
So he's thrown
Is he promoting a new film?
Mate, let me tell you, there is no human being in the world that could have grabbed that thing and ripped it off its hinges. And if there is, why the fuck would The Rock have that as the security for his house?
Oh, that's a very good point.
Why?
Being a strong man.
And secondly, like you said, surely there's CCTV footage. So if you really want to make yourself look like a fucking hero, show us the fucking video footage of you ripping that fence
off. Maybe he should buy a really shit gate, set up CCTV, and then he should have done that.
Possibly, and he probably could afford that, but he's making it seem like, you know, I'm always on the grind, but I can't let people down. I've got to get to the set, and I've got to do this. It's like, mate.
So
you've come from nothing, which you tell everyone about all the time anyway. You're a famous actor. You're worth all this money. People like you. You know, you're ticking a lot of boxes here. Don't fucking try and flex that you're fucking
ripping gates
off. He's
trying to stay relevant in between movies. Oh, that's what it is.
It's just fucked. Yeah. But the other thing is, whenever he's trying to promote a new product, he's got his Under Armour shoes or something like that. oh, we've designed these shoes with this in mind. Yes, we've done this, we've done that. It's like, fuck off, mate. It's a pair of shoes. It's got a rubber sole and it's got some other stuff and it's got laces. It's just shoes. There's nothing fucking super about it, and it's not because you've designed them.
Aerodynamic walkers?
Mate. I'm off him.
I know you are. This is like the fourth time I've heard you say something. He must have triggered you early
on. I
don't
like him.
Nah. Does his movies make you like sleepy and go to sleep?
Not really. But do you know what? We've run out of time, I just noticed. But what I do need to do after this is go home. You know what I'm going to get greeted with when I get home?
What? Happy Rachel?
Fuck, she snores a bit these days.
How loud?
Fucking loud. I won't be able to sleep.
Like consistent snoring?
Really consistent. And she falls asleep in an instant too.
Wow.
I mean, we're both tired, but I can't fall asleep super quick. But literally, we'll go to bed at the same time and within seconds.
I wish I had that ability.
Can you like sort of push her or hit her with the pillow and she stops and then resets? No,
I'll just go in a different room.
You know, if Alison has this ability of being able to sleep through anything, like it could be TV, this podcast, she sleeps through this every week. I don't know how she doesn't wake up. But if I go into
she's trying to be awake.
If I go into that room and I make the smallest little movement on the bed, though, she fucking starts swinging elbows and arms. She has like anger sleep. Like she's like, you know, people sleepwalk. She sleep punches.
Oh my God.
Bad.
Sleep fights.
Yeah, sleep fights. Yeah. So it's weird how someone like your wife snores and falls asleep really early.
But this wasn't all the way through our relationship, right? This is only a more recent thing, maybe the last 3 or 4 years.
What brings that on?
Oh, no, pregnancy and other things. But what's a deal breaker for you in a relationship? And this has got to be short, sharp and shiny. So for me, if I knew that I was getting into bed with the fucking an earthquake every time I went to sleep, probably be a deal breaker. What's yours?
It would be girls that shit the bed.
Okay, that's bad. What about yours?
Someone that relies on you to make conversation.
Ooh, all right.
That's a good one. All right, guys.
Talk to us. We're here at Chats with Cats. We're on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts.
You're getting closer to remembering all of them.
Nah, I don't know anything about anything.
Facebook.
TikTok. Woo!
Woohoo! All right, we'll talk to you on there if we don't talk to you here.
See ya.
See ya, friends.